WWZ from N4ZLK. Hey Chandler, it's Shane. WWZ, N4ZLK.
N4ZLK, KO4WWZ, just demonstrating this radio for the transit work. How are you doing today, Shane?
I'm over here on White Horse Road in Berea. I heard you call and I just thought I'd say hello.
Thank you, Shane. I'll let you get keep driving. It's KO4WWZ. I'll be clear on your final.
Have a good day. We'll talk to you again. N4ZLK.
4DOS, W4DJW.
But it's going to be 15 minutes, probably.
Long signal, and I'm listening with a 2-meter beam pointed at you, is that you knock it, as the signal gets stronger, the VK sniffer attenuates your signal on a level from 1 to 10, and you attenuate it to 5. And here's the problem. Once you're attenuated to 5, I get no sensitivity anymore. I have to wait for it to drop to 4. And then I get the but when I go to 5, it's just all the same. So a slow 10-second countdown, just in case you bump it to a 5, and I have to wait for it to come back down to a 4 so that I can get some more selectivity on. Does that make sense?
Good, but you are in a lot of noise, or maybe I'm in a lot of noise, so maybe give me a little explanation again. Point your beam at the repeater.
It's not you. It's just KO4WWZ. He's got a lot of noise on him. I can hear you putting about possibly an 8 or a 5 on it.
Okay, well, that's good to know. So, Shane, I was transmitting on very low power because I'm right next to the repeater. So I'm on a handheld for probably less than a watt. But if that's enough, that's good, because I'm probably not a half a mile from the repeater.
Again, you do have a little bit of noise, and again, I'm driving, but I think I may be able to pull it out next time.
So here's the thing. This VK sniffer, it attenuates the signal as your signal gets stronger, and you attenuate it to a 5. And once you hit 5, then I lost sensitivity. I had to wait for it to come back down to 4. So 10 seconds wasn't quite enough for waiting for it to come back to 4 and being able to get a vector on you.
You need?
Give me 15 seconds, and let's see if that helps.
15, 14, 13, 12, 11, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, and 4 is that okay?
That's really good. I got you at 154 degrees.
How long?
That noise that you heard was telling me where you were, 154. And the time is 130. Do you know where you were at 136?
White Horse in 123, but I can tell you later if you need that again. I'll keep that in mind. And also, just to let you know, you the last couple transmissions, you got real noisy, and it was hard to copy.
Volume down on the sniffer. The sniffer's noisy as it can be. It makes a lot of noise. Is this better without the sniffer volume turned up?
Oh, that's 100% better.
Okay, I just have to remember to turn the... It's not easy to turn the volume up and down on it. So if you hear me pause between doing a test and talking to you, it's because I'm changing the volume on the sniffer so that you can hear me. But let me get this in the log, and I'll see if I can get somebody else.
Right, 10-4-ZLK.
Hey, if you want to track me down.
Or MRA?
Yes, sir, that's me.
All right, I'm setting the journal in the log for you. Give me just a minute.
Copy that. Give you 5 seconds to get set up, and then a 15-second slow count now. Go 15, 14, 13, 12, 11, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. KI4MRA.
Do you know what your location is at 140 right now?
At Crestview Elementary School in Greer.
Okay, thank you very much. Alright, this is W4DJW. I'll be looking for somebody else to give me a 5 second pause and a 15 second countdown.
Happy to help, KF4MRA clear.
WLO.
Alright, Leroy, give me a second to get you on the board. And then a slow 15-second countdown.
K5WLL, 15, 14, 13, 12, 11, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. K5WLL.
Got it. In the log, I need to know your location.
Roger, sir. It's home QTH. Home QTH behind Brooklyn Elementary School Taylors.
Got mixed results. We're looking good. Appreciate that, Leroy. Take care. W4DJW, looking for other volunteers to give me a 5 second pause followed by a 15 second countdown.
RCU.
You on the books. Give me a 5 second pause after I let up off of my mic, and then give me a slow 15 second countdown. For another volunteer to give me a 5 second pause followed by a 15 second countdown.
K2RCO clear, standing by.
K2RCO, KI4MRA real quick. General location here at QTH. I was on reverse and I'm just trying to figure out how sensitive my antenna is.
About 3 miles south of North Greenwood University and about a quarter mile from Mountain View Elementary School.
Appreciate it.
Hey, Patrick, give me a second to get you on the log. I need a 5 second pause for me to turn my volume up while we're paused, and then give me a slow 15 second countdown.
14, 13, 12, 11, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. KO4 HKX.
Check, I have you in the log. You had a really strong signal, and you're not as close where I guess you are. You're quite a few degrees off from Shane. I thought you guys would be right at the same location, but you are, there is a gap between you. Anyway, what's your QTH?
I am at his automotive off of 123.5.
Your signal so far. Are you running half hour? All right. Well, there's no dirt between us. Anyway, appreciate it, Patrick. Give you a second to sign off, and then I'm going to look for another volunteer. W4DJ.
For HKX, clear.
For QLG.
Give me just a second to get you on the log. You in the log, give me 5 seconds to get the volume turned up, and then give me a slow 15-second countdown.
15, 14, 13, 12, 11, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. KO4QLG.
We got you in the log. Is that Chris? And what's your Q? Are you at the home QTH?
QTH.
Sign out, then I'm looking for another volunteer.
KO4QLG, I'm clear.
4CO.
Is that November 4, Charlie Lima?
November 4, Charlie Oscar.
Okay, give me 5 seconds to turn up my volume, and then give me a slow 15-second countdown.
November 4, Charlie Oscar, 15, 14, 13, 12, 11, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, and 4, CO.
Proceed what?
In Simpsonville, right off of Fairview Road and East Street, Main East Street.
Or is that somewhere else?
TH.
Okay, I'll look that up when I get back home at that intersection. KN4 CHY, give me just a second. Need a 5 second pause and then a 15 second slow count.
For CHY, 15, 14, 13, 12, 11, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, KN4 CHY, add to QTH.
Question 1, did you say you're at your home QTH?
The APRS beacon should be active.
Enough that. Appreciate that. Looking for another volunteer. Give Keith a second to sign out. Looking for another volunteer. W4DJ.
HY, clear and back to work. Good luck, Dave.
And R.
Get in the log, and then I'm going to ask for a 5 second pause followed by a 15 second countdown. 5 second pause followed by a 15 second countdown.
This is in Gerald TR. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Did you say 5 seconds or 15 seconds, Dave? I had some noise come in.
Looking for a 15 second countdown.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15. W4DJW and Gerald TR.
Are you at the home QTH?
Yes, sir. I hope I did that right. Bernice was over here on your little beavering with the cooking going on. I hope I did that right for you, Dave. Yes, I am at home.
Yes, that was right on. Spot on. I'm making some noise in the background. That's me, but not you. But appreciate it. I got you in the log. Any other station, give you a second to clear out. Then any other stations that want to volunteer, 74 DJW.
And Gerald, you are clear.
DJW.
Is that you, Ellis?
Yes, it is.
All right, give me a 5-second pause, and then follow that by a 15-second slow countdown.
15, 14, 13, 12, 11, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0, K1CJW.
Really good. Appreciate it. You got a really strong signal up here, by the way. The repeater hears you good. Appreciate it. I'll give you a second to sign out, and then anyone else who wants to volunteer, 74DJW.
DJC.
Second to get you in the log, and then I'll be back. 5-second pause so I can crank my volume up, and then give me a 15-second slow countdown.
DJC. 15. 14. 13. 11, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, and 4DJC.
Jared, you got a really good signal. You made my sniffer detent twice, so you were loud. It had to tune you out, attenuate your signal twice before it could measure you because you were so loud. Appreciate it, Jerry. I'll give you a second to sign out. Then anybody else that wants to help out, W4DJW.
N4DJC clear. I was on the run at 10 watts, Dave. 73.
Copy, Jerry. Anybody else that wants to help out, W4DJW. All stations in the log, that's plenty of data. Appreciate everybody's help. I'm going to clear out and head down the mountain. W4DJW.
J-Mobile.
W-Mobile.
Good afternoon, Dave. ND7J here. How are you doing?
And down off Caesar's Head. Having a good day. How about you? How's your day going?
Well, having a good day here as well. The guys are here putting a new liner in my pool. And that seems to be going very well. And I got internet hooked up out into my wife's she shed. So I won't have to sleep out there tonight. And that's about it.
I have to sleep out there. It'd be good to know that you got internet out there. Did you send it over the air or under the ground?
Hard line underground, and then I put a router in there, so she's got wireless inside there, so she can hook up, you know, several things.
Right behind you. I know I've had to put extenders on in different places in my house because you can't get to it from a certain location. Like, my wife likes to sit out and read her e-books out in the sunroom, and that's a long way from the router, so I had to put an extender to reach out there. And it works pretty good. She never complains about it anymore.
And for my dad's caption telephone, and it works really well. I was very surprised.
That and for one of the ring spotlights. For the spotlight for the driveway, it's far enough from the router, it can't get there either. So sunroom's on one side of the house, and spotlight's on the other side of the house. So I got two separate extenders, one for the east and one for the west, east wing and west wing.
One time, long ago, I had every room in my house hardwired. And it all came back to my office and hooked up to the router, and everything was, you know, hardwired under the house. You couldn't see nothing. And then they came out with wireless, and I thought, oh, wow, this is the way to go. And I let all that hardwire kind of go to the wayside in remodeling and what have you. And now I'm kicking myself because I should have just left it all hardwired.
Had nothing like hardwire. I know I run several Raspberry Pi cameras. And they transfer every every few seconds they transfer all the pictures that they took for that time frame over to a central server, and I monitor them sending them. And those guys that are on a hard line, bam, you'll see 10 pictures come through, bam, they're gone. And those guys that are on Wi-Fi, you see 1, 2, 3, 4, yeah, there's a huge difference.
Energetic, it probably wouldn't take much. The wires are all still there. I just have to go through and tone them all out and figure out which one goes where. But now I got the wireless working pretty good for the most part. So, but anyway, that's what's going on up this end. Beautiful day today, close to 80 degrees. A little cloudy, but lots of sunshine.
Get up to the top of Caesar's Head because I figured it'd be cold up here. No way, it's at least 70 degrees on top of the mountain. Now that is nice.
Work on the repeater.
Several years ago, I purchased a VK sniffer from Australia. You know what that is?
No, I was going to ask you, what is that?
So it's for fox hunting. It does self-attenuation. Normally, fox hunters have to swap out antennas as they get closer and closer to the fox. This thing does it all by itself. It attenuates as you get closer. And it has several different ways that it can figure out where it is. Is it noise generated? Is it carrier signal? That kind of stuff. Anyway, they're the ones the pros use. That doesn't make me a pro, but I'm calibrating it today. I just went to the top of the mountain and got almost a dozen people to send me countdowns while I calibrated it.
I've never done fox hunting. That's something I've never done, but always been interested in doing. That's kind of neat.
They used to do that all the time. They used to have regular fox hunts, like monthly or something like that, or at least quarterly. I don't guess they do that anymore, or if they do, I don't hear about it. But, boy, talk about honing your skills. that was a good thing when they were doing that.
My skills on CW, I should be practicing and learning my CW skills a lot more than I actually try to. I got to get out of my slow mode and get into I just got to get up off my butt and do it.
The English language, you know. One time I was talking to my wife and she said, "What did you say?" And I said, "Somebody stole their car. Somebody stole it." And she said, "Stole? You mean stolen?" I said, "Yeah, that's what I said, isn't it?" She said, "No, that's not what you said. It's a lifetime journey. So that's CW too. You stay on it all the time or you lose it."
I learned that I can mutter my way through the expeditions and stuff like that, but when it really comes to carrying on a conversation, not yet anyway, but we'll see. Listen, Dave, I'm pulling into Eagles here. It's good talking to you today. Enjoyed it. Hope to see you sometime soon. Have a good one. That's 73's D7J.
All right, Bob. I enjoyed it. Always good talking to you. Take care. Have a good rest of the day. ND7J, W4DJW, coming down the mountain.
HKX, Dave, you still there?
I'm still here, driving this snake trail down the mountain.
I'm talking today for some reason.
It's like CW, it's constant struggle for everybody.
I was only running medium power there on the radio when you asked me if I was on high power or not.
I'm sure when I do cross sections, I'll see why. Some stations made it attenuate, you know, by 3 or 4 steps. And so they had to cut, the station was so strong, it had to cut back like 5 times. And yours was one of those in order to be able to measure it. You know, it's like I can only measure the very peak. If you send me a mountain, it's overloads the front end of that thing, so it has to go through these step down things. And hopefully when it does a step down, it's not close to the edge, so I can still see a difference in tone as I rotate the azimuth angle.
I'm going to say okay to what you said, because I'm still trying to get all that Greek.
Bank of America, who spoke Greek, he was Greece. He was a Grecian. And his wife spoke German. And his kids, when his kids talked to his wife, they spoke nothing but German when they talked to her. When they talked to him, they spoke nothing but Greek. And when they talked to anybody else in the world, they spoke nothing but English. Talk about getting a step up in life.
No kidding. You got a big step up in life right there. I've got one of my customers. He's Greek. He's got his ham radio license for Greece, but he won't get them over here because he don't want to give up his call sign.
That BMW engineer was flew multi-rotors with. He had his over in Germany, and he came over here, and he got one over here, too. He had one for them, one for when he was in Germany, and one for when he was in the U.S.
I'm going to go through taking a test again, so now he's just stuck. I'm like, well, now you can't use it at all.
I guess it's the guy that took it from BMW, he didn't even study. And he went past everything all the way through extra, and in one single set, from nothing to extra in one sitting. That guy was a genius.
Hey, he was, because if he took that extra test all in one whack, that's something else.
And that wasn't his first language that he took that test in. And he was good at English, but sometimes I had to ask him to repeat. So that was his second language, and he aced the thing all the way from nothing to extra in a single day, one session.
So that's all I can say.
I was not one of them. I got my general in one session and then waited a year and went and got my extra.
Between my tech and general, but nah, I don't know if I'm going to be able to do that with the extra or not.
More afraid of it than we need to be. That's what my dad told me anyway. He was in advance and he didn't go for his extra because they don't give out advance tickets anymore. He had a ticket that nobody else could, if you didn't have one, nobody else could get another one.
For that, but Dave, I'm going to have to jump out here for a minute. I got to buy some of this liquid gold, so I'm going to be clear for a few minutes. You be safe coming down the mountain, KO4HKX, and I'll be clear.
How the hell? KO4HKX, W4DJW, coming down the mountain.
FJJ. 4RVH. And when you get down the bottom of the mountain, get over on 276, stop at the first waterfall, take a deal.
Crowded over there, JD. When I was coming up here, it was, I had to go through there very slowly. There were so many people crawling all over that thing.
Maybe we'll have to find us another one to go take a dip in. Oh, it's a little river right there on the right-hand side. Just pull off in there and take a dip.
I have done that in the past. It wouldn't be the first time.
Well, anyway, the repeater sounds good.
I had to calibrate my VK sniffer. You know what that is?
I think I want to hear you explain it to me.
Direction finding equipment for ham radio. I had to do some calibrating.
He talked about that. I got one too. I made it out of a tape measure. And I'm ready to go start using it. Over.
Then the sniffer connects to that with a coax, and then it makes noise when you're pointed in the right direction, and then it always goes away when you're not pointing in the right direction. And it has an automatic attenuator for when you get close.
And that repeater comes in, no matter where it's 10 minutes or not, it just comes in to interfere with me from talking, right?
He's just keeping it legal.
4RVH. Where are we going to go to the Red Cross? Red Cross.
If we can get time to go out there and get the stuff set up, the Zoom meeting set up before the next meeting, it'll be the next meeting.
I did a meeting last night over at Pickens EOC, and they had a Zoom meeting and an in-place meeting too at the same time. It looked like on it was just a computer and with a camera on the other side. He had another little switch for the camera. And I don't know how he did that, but you probably know how he did that. But anyway, that's all they used.
Team that Andy goes to?
No, I didn't either. He sit on one side of the room, I sit on the other side.
Keep everybody straight, huh?
Table, that side of the room straight, and I keep the other side of the table.
room straight.
They're still packed out over here at the waterfall.
Packed.
I mean, they're packed in there like sardines. You know, that used to be a good secret. That secret is out now.
Two of them went there and went on up the road. And then there used to be a little camp. Of course, you know, Camp Parker is right there on the right on this little river. It had a waterfall there. So it was, you could slide down the rock from there. But the last time I stood there, it all growed up and had a big old fence around it.
What's the second one now? And there are people parked up there, but they're on the other side of the road fishing. I see fishing lines sticking up in there.
You don't want to observe the fishing people. You get hooked. You'd be in trouble. So you come on down the mountain, you come down 276, you're doing good. Of course, I got to go in there and wash these.
Little 90 horsepower Toyota Tacoma 96. I got big old Chevrolet right in. I'm doing 55 miles an hour and he's right in my tailgate.
Should go over top of you.
Another 5 mile an hour. I guess he was waiting on me. As I get older, I don't drive as fast as I used to.
Yeah, you just kind of slow down a little bit. That road's kind of bumpy and snaky too through there. Of course, yeah. I mean, when you get to Slutter Valley, now when you get to Echo Valley, just think about me. I used to ride the train up there and go swimming up there in that big old lake up there at the Echo Valley. Not Echo Valley, but River Falls.
I mean, I know what you're talking about. I took my kids up there when they were little, and we rode that train. And right when you said that road's kind of bumpy, I hit a bump that lifted me up off the seat. You're right, it is bumpy. There's also, I used to take those falls, the sliding rock, I don't know if you know where that is, but I used to take blow up inner tubes, truck tire inner tubes, and the kids and I would pile them all in the back of the truck, and we'd go up to that sliding rock, and we'd haul them to the top of that rock and slide in those inner tubes all the way down to the bottom.
Disco far.
Exactly.
Hang glad off of the looking glass falls. The trick was getting to that thing, you had to cross that river. So we'd get one parade person who knew how to swim, tie a rope to him and take him up there about a quarter of a mile and let him start waving. And as he'd come down the river, walking across for the rope, we would stop him, get around him trees until he got to a spot where he could get up on the shore, and then he would climb the tree, tie a rope off. The rest of us would slide across our feet. So now, you know where the glass falls, tie a rope up, and rappel off the other side of the falls.
Just to do that, but I did see people doing the rappelling, and I saw people rappelling head first, not feet first. They're going down the side of those waterfalls with their feet behind their head. Their head closer to the center of the earth than their feet.
100 pounds lighter and about 30 years younger.
Better to me. I'm not going to. I have never done the hang glider thing. I don't think I ever will. I'm too old now.
Too much. Yeah. Well, I'm going to get off here because I got to go ahead and finish washing my dishes. You know, when you live by yourself, you don't have a wife no more. Just and the dishwasher's broke. Gotta get a new dishwasher. Really? So it was nice talking to you, Dave. And be careful. Come on down 76 there. It's kind of a dangerous road from time to time. So W4DJW, this is KL4 obligation. I'll be clear with you. 73 weeks.
Good talking to you. Have a good rest of the day. Enjoyed it. W4DJW, mobile.
W4DJW, KN4BWA.
I got 11 people, though. I got 11 vectors, and now I got to go put them on Google Earth and see how accurate I was.
Well, there you go. There you go. Well, I understand you're headed back down the hill now?
I'm on 276, where it's flattened out, headed back over toward 25.
There you go. Well, Hopefully, you're successful, and you can get some really good data recorded.
Exercise regardless. I found out I had to turn my volume up when they did that, but then when I was talking, it makes all kind of squirrely noises, especially when I'm talking because I'm driving the input and I'm standing right there next to it, so it goes berserk. But anyway, good learning experience. I know better how to operate it now.
Okay. Now, is that the one from Australia?
Affirmative. The Mark IV from Australia.
Okay. Well, are they back in production now?
Ago, and they were not. But it might not hurt to invite him. I mean, if he doesn't think demand's going to come back, then he probably won't start it back. So it probably wouldn't hurt if somebody, I mean, he might do a run if he gets enough people. If he gets enough people inquiring about it.
Well, I've already inquired about it one time and never got an answer. And I forgot. It's called the BK Sniffer?
Kilo. A BK. That's what the call signs are down in Australia. BK Sniffer. Yes.
All right. I'll go look it up, and I'll put another inquiry in again and see what I come up with. See if I get a response. I hope so. How much was the thing last time? What was it, like $350?
Cheap, I don't recall. I mean, it's not cheap, but I don't think it's that expensive. Probably half of that, but I don't remember exactly. And Johnny had to do the same thing. He had to send him two or three emails before he finally responded to him.
Okay. All right. Well, is it something that we might duplicate from yours? Reverse engineer it?
It is very complex. Those guys have years and years and years of fox hunting under their belt when they design it. So I would be afraid we'd miss a nuance.
All right. Well. Well, I sure would like to see it. I'd love to see it in operation. I just had to work today.
Yeah. Well, some of us have to do that every now and then. I'm not one of the us, though.
We got in there at about 11:30. Wasn't it about 11:30? Yeah, we got in there about 11:30, and we left at about 1:30.
Yeah.
And I collected 1K.
Complain about that.
Yep. So, anyhow, but those don't come along every day. Well, in the meantime, what do you think about this afternoon, boss? What is it supposed to do?
The weather was like 74. The percent chance of rain is 46%. The wind was 11 miles an hour, but that's what it was that time we went over there, and there were gusts up to 30, you know, once you get 50 feet off the ground.
All right. Hey, listen, what do you think about the Bixler flying at my place?
Just got to get set up for the landing, right? Nothing else would... I mean, it'd be easy except for, you know, making sure you can go out far enough to get down low enough so that you run out of kinetic energy by the time you get to the spot you want to land.
Well, you know, I got that tall straw grass. As you're standing by my building out to the right towards the road, I got that entire pasture in tall straw grass, and I got a feeling if I just kind of fly it into that stuff, it would be a... non-event.
An airplane into that stuff before. It kind of flops over the leading edge and then smashes. It is really hard. I don't know what that foam would do. I wouldn't want to land it too many times on those high weeds. I don't think it's built for that. I think once you touch the belly down, it only slides about 6 feet.
That's true. Well, all right, from the new cut road side, we'd have probably 300 feet until we got to the road, And once you get to the road, then you still got the rest of the way up to the house to get it down. So I don't see why we couldn't get it down there.
I mean, when Johnny and I come over there and we can, you know, those really slow flybys, we can do several of those till we find one that lines up good with what you're thinking about.
Why don't you bring your Bloody Wonder and the Bixler and, you know, whatever else you want to bring for that matter, hey? Yeah, and I'll make sure I got my runway mode.
Oh, that's a plan. 16th.
Roger, roger. Consider it done. Well, I'm sure there's some other folks want to talk to you, so I'm not going to hog it up. If it looks like, well, no, I see some flags on the flagpoles. I am on Suber Road, South Suber Road, over here, just about to come up on, I believe it's called Asbury Farms, or I think, hang on, I'll tell you. It's Ashley Grove, yeah, Ashley Grove subdivision between just south of Wade Hampton, and the wind is blowing pretty strong. So if it looks like a possibility, you want to try to make it over there late this afternoon?
I'm going to meet Johnny over at his house when he gets home. He's going to be there sometime around 6, so I'd have to leave for that. He's supposed to call me when he... please work.
All right, cool beans. Well, good enough, bud. I will talk to you soon. W4DAW, KN4VWA, I'm clear.
Good evening, KN4VWA, W4DJW Mobile.
Good afternoon, gentlemen, KB4CPA.
Oh. Hey, Dave.
Supersize no good.
Well, I'm sweet and innocent, and I'm going to maintain that status, so I'm going to back out of here and let you guys have at it. I just want to say hey, Dave. Came for a bit of you, clear.
I see the shit. I didn't do it.
You up to, Dave?
I'm just tuning my VK sniffer on top of Caesar's head.
Oh, I'm doing a little FT8 on, I just... finished up on 12, and I dropped up to 10 meters.
Sacks on 12.
I made Uruguay, Denmark, and Northern Ireland.
Said that you got contact in Ukraine. I heard somebody on here say they got contact in Ukraine.
I don't think I have. I was looking in the history here, and I think I have tried, but to no avail.
Dave, I got one about a month ago and got it confirmed, and then it just went dry in zero chill.
If there were any on the east side of Ukraine, maybe, that were still operating, was amazed to hear when somebody said that they made a contact with somebody over there. I haven't tried any myself, but that would be amazing.
Heard that they shut down all ham radio transmissions for a month, but I don't know for sure. I can't stay long, but I just turned the radio on down there and heard you a while ago calling for volunteers, and I was just wondering what that particular device was. Is that APRS or something like that?
Direction finds a piece of DF, direction finding equipment. It listens on the input and it will self-attenuate, so as you get closer to the source or as the source gets stronger, it attenuates the signal, and then it gives you a humming sound, so that, and you can, it's on a, it's mounted to a, or connected to a 2 meter five element Yagi. And as you rotate the Yagi to where it points to the source, it goes up in audio frequency. And as you rotate away from it, it goes down in audio frequency. So it's kind of like hunting for wild animals, which is what we're really doing, is hunting for it, the QRM, it being the QRM, less than a wild animal. But calibrating it, making sure that it's right, getting volunteers to I knew where I was, I knew where they were, and I know what it told me where they were. Now I go back on Google Maps and I draw vectors across there to make sure that I've got it right.
That is outstanding. Needed that for several years, actually. I remember one night some guy getting real bad on the net years ago. Anyways, Dave, fine business, as they say, and glad to help out. See you later. I got to go sit down and eat and go pick up the grandkids. And Dave, number two on there, 73Q, also KB4CBA to take it in 0TR. Talk to you guys later.
Please, hello, and bon appetit. Have a good lunch or supper or dinner, whatever it is. Anyway, take care. Have a good one.
I'm sorry, I didn't want to transmit while my other radio was transmitting on the same power supply.
James, coming up in the near term?
I've got two matches today, one at 4:30 and one at 7. So, I don't know. It ain't looking good. For 07, we might get the 4:30 one in, who knows. Or wait a minute, 4:30 and 6. Sorry, I got that. Anyway, so we might get 4:30 in.
Indoors too, right?
They're outdoors. The courts are up right now. You know, I know it's windy, but the wind just started up here. So I don't know what that's going to do to things, but anyway, I guess we'll see. But, the courts are, you know, they're all up and playable. So, you know, unless it starts raining, we'll be good to go at 4:30.
Now, you ate lunch already?
I'm going to eat what I call an early supper, so, and I won't eat that much, so, but anyway, but I don't want to play tennis on an empty stomach.
I started, exercising because my iWatch told me I had a low cardiac health report, and I need to work on making it better. So I know what you mean. Once I finish one of those workouts, I get hungry. Better to go into it with food than to wait till afterwards.
What you mean? We've just been eating. My wife and I both have just been eating two meals a day. We eat breakfast and then we eat. You might drink a protein shake, you know, in the middle of the day and then eat an early supper. And I put on about 14 pounds, I think, this winter, so I've got to get rid of that. It's under 6'3".
Better than me. So, how much you weigh? I weigh 190, 91, and 6 foot even, 3 inches shorter than you.
Well, right now I weigh 209, and I've been weighing about 195. It's my normal weight. I'd like to get down to 185, but my body just, you know, I can't stay there. It just goes back up to 195, but it usually stays around 195, you know, because with the way I eat and my exercise, I usually don't have a problem. It's just I didn't get in as much tennis this winter as I needed to.
What tells you need to be, or is that just what you want to be?
He hasn't said anything about my weight, so that's just where I want to be. I just feel like that's my normal weight, my BMI. BMI is good at that weight, so that's just where I need to be.
Something around your belly?
Yeah, I tell you, it's like I got a beer gut or something, you know? So, heck, I may have to get back to my, you know, teetotaling Atkins, totally, you know, zero carbs. Right now I'm eating a few carbs, but not many, and may have to get back into ketosis to lose this, who knows.
Carbs, what do you eat instead of carbs that makes it so you're not hungry?
Protein.
W4DJW, like fish and steak?
KP4CPA. Yeah, I don't eat fish. I don't like fish, but I eat a lot of steak and a little bit of chicken, but mostly steak and, you know, hamburger and sirloin. I'll eat a filet every now and then, but they're a little pricey unless my wife gets some at Costco, and she's got one of these Ninja fryers or whatever it's called. I tell you that thing, it cooks them real fast, and about, I don't know, 6 or 8 minutes on each side, and they're done, and they are delicious. You can cut them with a fork. What you call it, it's a real, it's round, it's kind of funky looking to me, but it cooks very, very well, and she cooks a bunch of stuff in it, you know, broccoli, she likes broccoli, not broccoli, can't think of, anyway, Brussels sprouts, and so, and then she'll saute some zucchini or something like that for me.
And cheese on the broccoli, or is that carbs?
Well, let's see. I think I eat pure butter because it has less carbs than the, you know, the fake butter. And so I eat like Land O'Lakes butter, and cheese is, it's low in carbs. I'm not sure exactly, but I don't eat a whole lot of cheese. I'll sprinkle a little bit on.
Well, sounds like I could probably do that diet. So carbs. What are the carbs that you cut out? Like hamburger buns and toast, and what else?
Have some sugar-free sugar-free bread, so I eat that in the morning for breakfast, put some butter on it, and I have some sugar-free Smucker's strawberry jam, and I put some of that on there, and I drink a huge mug of coffee. It's probably equivalent to 3 or 4 cups of coffee, and I put sugar-free French vanilla in there, and just stuff like that. But yeah, eat a lot of meat, and green vegetables are good. You stay away from, you know, any starchy foods, and any bean that's white inside. You don't want to eat those. But you can eat all the meat and green beans and broccoli and zucchini and stuff like that you want.
Or sticking a white baked potato with a fork and putting it in the microwave for 7 minutes and then eating, putting butter on it and eating the baked potato.
KB4CPA. Yeah, no baked potatoes. Now, you can eat a sweet potato. and it's low in carbs, and, you know, put butter on it. So, and I love sweet potatoes, man, I tell you. And I've got a, I've got a cousin up in Asheville area. She's opened a couple of pie shops, and she's got sugar-free pies, some of them, and she, I got her to make me a sugar-free chocolate cream pie, and it is huge. I mean, everything on it is sugar-free. She uses nuts for the crust and grinds them up real fine, and I mean, it's a thick, tall pie too, buddy. I mean, when you get a slice out, it's really big, and it is delicious, I tell you. So that's one of my desserts.